I take the stance of if it ain't broke, there's no need to fix it. And Puccini pretty much wrote a masterpiece just as it is, set in a specific time, on a specific day even. So I just kind of traditional, but it works. It's a thrilling, thrilling ride from the minute it starts.
Dayton Opera Artistic Director Kathleen Clausen on this edition of Arts Focus. I'm Larry Caressel. The Dayton Opera production of Puccini's Tosca is this weekend at the Schuster Center. And joining Kathleen in this conversation is Tosca herself, soprano Caitlin Gottemer.
I met Caitlin this past summer when she was an apprentice in Santa Fe. And I will tell you that I've been in Santa Fe for over 20 years, working with the apprentices, usually 40 every year. And there have been a handful of singers over the years. When the first time I heard them, I go, uh-huh, that one. That one is going to have a big career, that one. And I said, that one. And I immediately talked to her about doing our Tosca. She was covering the role in Santa Fe this summer, which is the operatic equivalent of being an understudy. So I'll let Caitlin talk a little bit about her journey. She's pretty spectacular.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that it worked out this way and that I'm here singing Tosca. I was just in Lucca, Italy, and you said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I think they would all agree. So Lucca is Puccini's hometown, and the reverence and respect that they have for him and his work there is unlike anything I've ever seen. And so to hear you say, if it's not broke, don't fix it, it really resonates. And I'm so excited to take this journey and really do Tosca as it's meant and as it was written to be done. I started singing in college. I never heard of opera before then, and just kind of fell into it, and it's been a wild ride.
Now, where did you go to college?
My undergraduate studies were at the Binghamton University in upstate New York, and I originally planned to be pre-med. Couldn't even name an opera. And they heard me sing, and thanks to my very first voice teacher, Thomas Goodhart, he said, you know, if this is what you want to do, we really believe in you. And I kind of just said, I'm going to do this for as long as it happens for me. And here we are. So it's continuing to go. And, you know, Tosca is one of these roles that just keeps popping up for me. And I'm so grateful that it helps me continue the trajectory.
No, it isn't your first time in this area, however.
No, because I did my master's at CCM at the University of Cincinnati. So no stranger to Ohio. I was there for 3 years because I did my master's and then 1 year of the AD program as well.
Tell us about the character of Tosca.
She's one of my favorites to play, for sure. You know, she is a performer. She is this diva. And as a singer, there's not that many roles where we get to play kind of these heightened versions of ourselves. I come from an Italian upbringing, so the feisty, passionate nature is just intrinsic in me. And so getting to play this just larger-than-life diva who, not only is she, you know, feisty and jealous and passionate, but she also is tremendously brave and tremendously loving. And what she goes through and what she does for Cavararossi, they are behaviors that I've seen in the women who raised me. And so it's kind of this obviously very much larger than life and not an everyday story, but it's so relatable. This feeling of you would do anything for your person. And of course, you're going to fight a little bit and you're going to get a little jealous and there's going to be this and that. But at the end of the day, what lengths would you go to protect your person? And so I love getting to play this role.
It's a spectacular cast. All three of the leads, Caitlin and Zach Borchewski, who plays our Cavaradossi, and Reginald Smith Jr., who plays Scarpia, the villain. All three are making their Dayton Opera debuts. It's a young, vibrant cast that brings, I think, a special energy to this that really supports the verismo, the truth of telling this story.
The Dayton Performing Arts Alliance presents the Dayton Opera production of Puccini's Tosca this Saturday and Sunday at the Schuster Center. Neil Gittleman is the conductor. For more information, you can visit the DPAA website, daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.